and things of this nature. I 100% get that, but to publicize it and then also to really diligently work to make that the status quo or the new norm and trying to rewrite Islam as if we 1400 plus years after the advent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam understands Islam and understand the law better than he did is baffling to me.
Yeah, to you and me too, man. And you know, to me, that's some of the more baffling things, man, is that how can you even go? Because like you said, man, people fall into whatever they fall into. And if you just fall into it, then that's between you and Allah. Now, when you're publicizing it, and then like you say, you're going as far as to make this the status quo, to make this a norm. Right, but so what does that really say about your Islam? And so when people go as far as to make takfir of these people, like I can understand where they're coming from with regards to this. So like, how can you justify this above and beyond what is clearly stated in the text? Like you can't look at it from a standpoint of interpretation, right? Because it's not vague at all. So it can't be like, this is how you interpret it and this is how I interpret it. And sadly enough, a lot of the people that you see that even make these claims of being bisexual or trans or Muslim and stuff like this, they don't know anything about Islam to begin with, nor do they care to learn anything about it.
At all.
You know? So, yeah, we can go ahead and hear, man.